Wasilla City officials heard public testimony Monday night about a library book that is concerning some parents. The book, called This Book is Gay, was written by a UK author. James Dawson and some parents say it is not appropriate content for the library's young readers. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
When one mother noticed her 10-year-old with a copy of This Book is Gay in his hand, she was shocked. Vanessa Campbell says the book contained graphic sexual descriptions and has no place in the Wasilla Library's juvenile nonfiction section. This Book is Gay is written for young readers or any readers grappling with questions about homosexuality. Its tone is humorous and it contains cartoons, but some of the content explains sexual practices, and that is what concerns some Wasilla parents. Campbell complained to library director K.J. Martin Albright, but Martin Albright, after review, decided not to move the book to another library area. Campbell filed for reconsideration, a rarely used process to get a change in what section of the library the book will be shelved. David Cheesham, owner of Palmer's Fireside Books, is on the committee that will make that decision.
I was just asked, you know, as someone with a literary insight to take part in this ad hoc committee dealing with the challenge of the placement of the book.
Cheesham says the library's young readers section is close to the young adults section, so it was easy for a person younger than the book was intended for to stumble on it. The committee met on the issue last week. Cheesham says a number of people showed up at the meeting ready to, in his words, politicize the meeting, but were turned away because it was not an advertised public meeting.
When it became clear that that wasn't the kind of meeting it was going to be, and they left, we had a really really kind of an inspiring discussion, just because it was so open and honest and just the kind of discussions you'd like to have when the politics were sort of taken away. But I wish the people who are politicizing it would just kind of wait a little bit more patiently for the results to be made public.
At the Wasilla City Council meeting this week, several residents spoke out against the book and its place on library shelves, although the issue was not on the agenda. The furor may be short-lived. Campbell is not asking the library to ban the book, Cheesham says, just to move it to another section. And he says the committee has some ideas in mind that people may like, although the decision won't be out until next week. Wasilla librarian Martin Albright did not return calls for comment on this story. I'm Ellen Lockyer.